Welcome to Baltic Landlords, an international broadcast about real estate development, property management, and income sustainability. I'm your host, David Svet, and my guest today is Ritvar Sebris, our real estate franchise owner. Ritvar, welcome to Baltic Landlords.
Good evening. Good evening. It's a real pleasure to be here, especially that before me, here has been real estate developers, evaluators, and a lot of real estate people.
Good to have you here. So let's start with the new chapter in your life, franchising the greatest real estate agency ever. Tell me about the process. How long did it take from the initial decision, and what challenges did you have to overcome?
Yeah, well, firstly, it's nice to hear that you're saying greatest franchising in history. I hope so, and I know that it will be so. So, well, the first step was mainly starting as a real estate agent some years ago. And that was like a small, not dream, but I was just looking for a profession where could I use my skills and where could be unlimited income. I could be my own boss, and and I also liked real estate. Then I read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, and then it totally clicked with me. And then I found David, who was the company owner of Aver. And here I am right now. Yeah, and if you want me to like go in deep in more process, how did I came?
Yeah, well, maybe you can elaborate on the moment when you first got the idea that, hey, I can franchise this business and be a business owner, not just an agent. Like, was it 2 years after you started the real estate agent profession, or maybe later or earlier?
Well, about the idea, I already thought in end of 2020, yeah, at December, at yeah, 30th or 31 December, like at totally at end of the year. And then also like David told that he would like to franchise, that that is a great model, which was in Lithuania. So I thought, why not? And I like agreed immediately, but it was about a year in which we like progressed with everything, made the documents to sign and to get like till the final idea. And also I also wanted to like realize myself, my full potential in like a real estate agent. And now I feel that I have totally done it. I also have feeling inside me that I needed to like step in the next step. and that's how I came in. Also at the 30th December of 2021, like literally one year later, I signed the paper, and yeah, our real estate started its time.
Yeah, and why did you choose to franchise Aver instead of establishing your own real estate agency?
there are a lot of there are a lot of pluses like starting a franchise. Firstly, I love Aver. I'm an Aver lover, like we say inside our team. And I also like the people who are inside. I see that the model which has been made is like, yeah, like you say, the greatest in Latvian real estate what you can find. And that's why I didn't want to move away from the Aver brokerage. And then like to start my own firm, firstly, you need large capital. You need some web page. You need CRM where to put all the clients. You need to build your name. You need all the structure. You need everything, and that costs a lot of money, because I know what costed in Aver to make all this stuff
and a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of time and knowledge and effort and sweat and tear. Like I thought all the moments which were in franchise, and the offer was pretty good for me, and then I accepted, because if I had started a new company, then I would probably have to close some friendship with the people who are inside of Aver. I didn't want to do that, and I just wanted to get a faster start. I didn't want to go 2-3 years to make my name, to get everything done. I wanted to quickly get to the already a developed company, which where I just use the strategies, use the all the stuff that we have in Aver, and just expand.
Yeah, Well, that's I think in this situation it's a very great decision, because you not only started at our brokerage, but you actually helped David's build the company and get it to the point where it's now.
Yeah, that also was a great accomplishment for me, because well, firstly, you are just an agent, you work, then you become a team leader, you also help to develop the company, and the next step is like you help with real actions, like making the apmatības like educational stuff for material, yeah, for new agents. Yeah, that was my main part, and I'm totally proud of it, and right now I'm sending to our real estate agents the program, and hands down, everybody who looks at it says that if you take it, if you do it, 100% success rate. If you go somewhere around it, then you're done.
Yeah, I can completely confirm to that. But can you tell us more about the path of your real estate agent career, like how it all started, and what lessons did you learn along the way to becoming the franchise owner? Maybe there are some great stories or some great lessons that you can pass on.
Yeah, I can totally do that. Well, firstly, the start for me was pretty rough. Before this podcast, I looked at my results, and the first months was like literally I rented out in first 3 months only 5 or 6 properties. Didn't sold none. Where I went to all the meetings for like to get the contract for me to sell the apartments, the contractor's apartment. They all said no, and then I thought, oh, that's, I don't know if we can swear here or not, but yeah, it was a really bad situation. But the thing that clicked me and why I continued to like move forward was that I loved the process. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed to go to flats, houses, to meeting people, trying to close them, trying to like help them, trying to also compete with other agents which are in our company, because I'm a real competitor. I like to compete till the end, and that I try to win in every situation. Yeah. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but by living in this world, I start to develop where it's good and where it's bad. Okay, so the start was rough. But after like 4 months, it started to develop that I got some new clients. And the thing that also helped for me was that I asked a lot of questions to company owner, like all the situations. I wanted to know how to do the best and how did he do it, because if it worked for him, then it probably will work for me. Mm-hmm. So I did that. Then the second thing, I recorded almost every meeting which I had in first 6 months of my real estate agent career. I recorded it, then I sent it to David's, then I also by myself looked at it, listened, why did I say that, I could have said that.
Yeah, I actually did the same thing.
Yeah, and you know how good it it works. And yeah, I developed my skill. Then I listened a lot of audiobooks by Brian Tracy, Grant Cardone, and all the good, also the Wall Street of Wolf. And I listened to them. I listened, what did they say? I tried to like incorporate it into our culture, because what works in America sometimes works in Latvia, but sometimes not. So I put it all together. Also, I worked like every day of the week, like no holidays, for some time. Of course, not like all day, but I worked like normal hours, 10 hours a day for first months, and that worked for me. And yeah, after it all started to like the deal started to close, I got some confidence. Then I understood that the social media marketing is a thing that will get the new clients the most easiest way for me, because well, you have to do the easiest way to the result. Go the easiest way to the result. And I did a lot of videos, stories in Facebook, Instagram. I put a lot of posts. There were weeks where I had in a week, 7 Facebook posts, a lot of stories, a lot of messages sent, a lot of cold calls, and I did huge amounts of things. I put a really large effort into stuff I do, and in time it started to like work even more and even more. And the last time where I approached a client by myself, like giving a cold call or giving a cold message into some, I don't know, SS.com or Facebook or LinkedIn or else, was start of 2019.
Yeah.
So it's 3 years ago. That was the last time where I did a cold something to approach a client. All the rest of the years were just clients came to me, and that's a good feeling. And what did I just do? I just put social media content, and also went to like BNI, which is an organization with a lot of entrepreneurs who recommend you to their friends, who recommend you how to organize business, and I learned a lot of from them.
Yeah.
And in the first year, it was those things were the most. That were the main things why I successed so fast, because I looked at my results in first years every year was a double up. Every next year was a double up of commissions of last year.
Yeah, and I remember you also had your own personal website and I think YouTube videos and like all over the place, right?
Yeah, I literally was all over the place. Now my website has been closed, but it will sometimes we'll be back up when I will have time.
Do you have any specific deal or some situation that you will forever remember from your real estate agent career those 3 years?
I will remember. I remember my first deal. My first deal was that I agree with the owner about the price, about the contract. We send the photograph to make photos. We put in the advertisement. In the first 5 hours, I got like 10 or 12 calls from buyers, and I didn't know what to do because it was the first time. And also they said that I want to buy right now, don't show me, I will be the first one. And I thought, what should I do? Then I called David. He said, maybe just try right now raising the price without even showing. And then I said, okay. I called everyone in the evening. I said that we have a lot of buyers, we won't show to everyone, maybe you can raise the price, what is the highest price which you can give me? And and everybody said their price. Then in the end, there became two people who set the highest price. I said to them, okay, I will show you the flat tomorrow. I showed them, again, they bargained. I bargained 300 euros more, and then we said, all right, close the deal. And just to not to lose the client, we immediately contacted the lawyer. She made the contract, and we then drove to CopyPro, copied it out, and signed it right away in the car. So my first deal went like in, I don't know, 24 hours. Yeah, so that was interesting.
So a lot of time of preparation, but then it bloomed very quickly.
Yeah, so that will be probably the deal which I will remember. And the second deal will be till now. My largest deal, it was a house in a smart house in Pinti, and the owner tried to sell by him own. He tried. Then he contacted me. I showed him the way I would do it, the price, and he said, "I will think about it and call me after some time." I called him after 2 weeks. He said, "I'm still good." Some agents also are coming to me, so no thank you. Then I called him after 2 more weeks, and then he said, okay, let's meet, I will again discuss with you this contract. we discussed it. It was a 1 hour long discussion. His wife said yes, he said no, and I said, okay, just think about it, and I will call you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I knew that wife will convince the husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always like that. And yeah, they tomorrow called me, said yes, Ritvars, you can do it, let's sell with you. And the first 2 weeks were no interest, and I said, let's just keep calm, they will buyers will come.
Mm.
And then a buyer called. He said, I want to look at the house tomorrow. And owner, and I also said to owner that there is a buyer who wants to look tomorrow, but let's wait. And owner said, no, what? Let's show tomorrow. Like, no, we need to sell the house. And mm-hmm. I said again, slow down, slow your horses. Let's show it next week. Maybe we'll have another buyer, and then we will put each one after
yeah.
to, yeah. And it happened, called another buyer. And we showed them one after each. There were two buyers. And the first buyer looked at the house. They said, yeah, it's good, but we would like to discuss the price. And they offered 15,000 less. And I said, no, thank you. There are next buyers who are coming. So maybe they will buy for our price.
Yeah.
And the next buyers came. They look at the house. They say also they like it. And the previous buyers just storms into the house and says, we will take it for the full price, and stop showing them the house. And I said, okay, all right, but just to like respect the second buyers, I will end the showing.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then in the end, the second buyers said that they won't like compete.
Mm.
And the first buyers bought, and it was a good experience. And after the whole deal, the owner said that Ritvars, at first I thought that your idea of not showing the buyer was idiotic,
mm-hmm.
but after going through all the process, I saw that you're a really great salesman.
Yeah, and it proved to be a success at the end.
Yeah.
Wow,
so that is the second story which I will remember.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the wives convincing husbands. We have the exact same situation ongoing right now,
yeah.
where we are anticipating an answer from buyers, for which we presented the office
mm-hmm.
in Old Riga Town, and the wife was so passionate about it, and she said, we will definitely take it. And
yeah.
the husband acted like, no, we'll think about it, we'll get into the papers and stuff, but by the look in her eyes, we
yeah.
already know that it's sold. So.
Yeah, remember, wives
so we'll
always convince husband. It's
yeah.
just like that.
It's just that. Sure. Okay, talking about franchising, so now you have different responsibilities, you're focused on building a team, your own team. Let's talk about the agents.
Mm-hmm.
What character traits are you seeking in new real estate agents to join your team?
Mm-hmm. The first and the main thing is energy, that they have energy to do stuff, to learn stuff, to go and see something new, close and get the deals done. So if you don't have energy, then you can't do anything. Even if you have knowledge. So energy is the first thing which I look for. Then the second thing is like interest in real estate, which is obvious. They have to be interested. They have to, they just need to have the willing to go meet with clients, have potential no's, a lot of no's from clients, and just enjoying the process. So those two are the main things which I am looking for. The rest is well, we have a joke in Aver. Mostly of our agents are good looking and sportive.
Yeah.
And so yeah, those are two things which you are also looking for, but just for a joke, mainly is the energy, interest in real estate, and of course, well, you have to like be good at communication with people, or you need to have the will to learn how to communicate with people. Those are the three main things. Knowledge we can give, we can
mm-hmm.
You can learn. I would say in 3 to 6 months you can become a good real estate agent. I would say at mostly like at 60% or 70% level of Riga agents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. or yeah, something like that. So that we can give mainly is interest and energy.
Yeah, well, I have to add that 13 months ago, when I first met you and David at our office, when I heard this, I thought to myself, well, it sounds romantic, but does it really work, you know? But
yeah,
it proved to work very successful, and it is the greatest business hub, as I was promised.
Yeah, it works. If the hour has gotten in 4 or 5 years from one agent to like right now we are 38 or 40 agents, then well, it works.
Yeah, and why are you interested in real estate in particular? Like, where did your passion came from?
Passion. Well, it came actually in university. In first year, when I thought, what do I want to do in my life? Because I think everybody in first years of university have the like, yeah, they don't know what they want to do. Well, at least I didn't. And then I read a lot of books. I was interested in a lot of stuff. But the book Rich Dad Poor Dad just flipped the switch, and it came to me that real estate. And I also looked at a lot of millionaires, and a lot of them are in the real estate industry. Well, at least was now, I would say they're probably more in IT than in real estate. Mm-hmm. But I also liked all this architecture, all these houses. I like to analyze stuff. And in real estate, you have to analyze properties, you have to analyze people, deals, you know, everything. And it just came. I tried myself in here, and I totally love it, enjoy it, and like I'm writing everywhere where I post is that real estate is my thing, and I will be here till the end of my life.
Yeah, I can definitely agree on that.
It's good to hear.
I know that you have established your presence in real estate development field just recently by building your first private house. In which phase of real estate development do you see the most potential in financial terms based on experience?
Mm-hmm. Before I answer to this question, maybe I can give to the audience a little story, like what is the traditional way of a real estate agent? When do you start as an agent? When do you become a team leader if you want? And when do you come and an investor or a small developer or even a big developer? So to develop a property, first you need to know what do people need, what will be the prices, and if you can get income out of the project you make. So firstly, how can you do it? You start as a real estate agent. You go sell, see what people like, what people take in consideration about the objects, and you just absorb the information. That is the first step. Then you work 1, 2, 3, some maybe 4, 5, 6 years, and then you think that I want to do something more. Then you start investing, or somebody starts a team leader role. This time we will talk about investing. You start investing. You start to buy some flats, make some cosmetic repairs, or fully repair it, full construction, and then you sell it. You see that this works. This like in this way you can use your money to make even more money, and then you think, okay, one flat is good, two flats are good. Maybe I can do something else. Then you start to build a house. This is the position which I am in. You start to build a house. You build one house. You build two. You buy a land plot. You separate in smaller parts. You go through all of that process. You go through all of it, and you understand that okay, I'm a good expert. I'm an expert in this step. All right, let's move to the next one, because very important is to move step by step. You can't like, I will give an example. You can't win a one-on-one basketball game against, for example, Steph Curry, if you're like an amateur. You will never do it. You have to go step by step. So you have built houses, separate land plots, and then you can become a real estate developer. I still haven't got to that place, but in my dreams, I will get there.
Yeah.
And can you remind me, please, the question?
About the real estate development phases. In which of those do you see the most potential? Like me, for example, I see the most potential in the part of land plot being sold, because the value of a land plot varies based on what you do with it. So, for example, if you have, 20 hectares of agricultural land, it may cost less than 2,000 square meters of land in Riga Center if it has a good this good building permits.
Yeah.
So, what is your take on that?
Well, if you would ask me this question 1 year ago, I would say like building house of flats, if you can say like that. But now I would also agree that land plots is the thing where you can where is the most potential, because what differs the price of the land is where it's located and what can you build on. And for example, if you have a land in a good place, but right now you can just build there five floors, then the prices, for example here, then if some rules changes and you can build there 25 floors, then the price of your land from here goes to like five times, not five times more, but two, three, four times more, and it's like a really big jump.
Yeah.
So I would say land is a thing that you can make most of the money. In my experience, maybe some real estate developers which came here would say differently.
Yeah.
So I see that the land has the most potential, and you have to understand that land plots which aren't already built some houses are becoming even less and less and less. So
the land will get city borders.
Yeah. So the land gets even cheaper, but expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And what is your own ambition in the field of real estate development? Do you hold a desire to build a skyscraper up one day?
Well, I don't have a dream to build a skyscraper. I would like to go through a full construction of a new, for example, nine floor house, just to know how to do it. Right now, I don't know if I will like it or I won't like it, but that's one of my dreams, which I want to realize in development. The second dream is for my own company. I would like to grow our real estate, like you said, the greatest franchise in Latvia's history. For that, I need at least 25 to 30 agents, and that is the second goal, to make a team that is as large as right now ever.
Yeah, for the record, how many agents do you have at the moment?
Right now we have five plus me, and it's also amazing because I started the company in 30th of December. Right now it's 1.5 months, and we already five agents have joined it, and one is already slowly joining. So that is also accomplishment for me, that I know that I'm doing a good thing, and because if people are willing to follow me and join me, then I'm on the right path.
But back to real estate development, so what is your ambition, let's say, for the next 5 years in the development
Well, again, step by step. In this year, I have an ambition to separate three large land plots into fewer, and build three private houses and sell them. For some, it may seem small. For me, it seems big, because it's also a large step for me. Now, for the next 5 years, I would like to build, like I said, at least one this flat house. That is the one thing I would like to do. I would like to separate at least at least 5 plots a year in the next 4 years. And I would like to build 30 houses in the next 5 years. So yeah, those are my main development goals. I hope that the market will stay. No, it won't stay like right now. But I hope it won't crash so much. But if even if it does, it doesn't stop me.
Yeah, real estate will live forever.
Yeah.
I know that you yesterday held a Facebook Live about the top 10 real estate developers in the market of Latvia of 2021.
Yeah.
Maybe you can share some insights from that and comment on the. Not whether, but when Avar will be in the top 10 real estate developer ranks.
It's a good question. I just know that I looked at the top 10 2021 developers and I saw their new developers, which weren't in the last or even before. So that's like that proves that you can start something new and in 5 years or 4 to 5 years can be in the top 10 as developers. I would say that if we would start right now with serious development and with the development team who has focus on that to develop it, I would say in 5 years you'll probably be in top 10. Right now I can't say because we still haven't put like a large focus on that, because right now we're focusing on the agency to build even more in an even bigger brand, to become the top one agency in agents in and in the revenue which we get. So yeah, that is right now the focus.
Okay, and can you share the top three, let's say, largest developers in Latvian market for now, just for the record, so that in 10 years you might look back.
Okay, so the already 3 years in a row, the first one is Bonava. The business segment, which are building houses all around Riga for around 1,800 till 2,100 euros per square meter.
So the budget class.
Yeah, budget class. Yeah, the second one is Luxury Revolution. So they have also good projects, Loft and Rosengold, Hoft. Those are the ones which I like. They also have projects in Barcelona. Maybe you looked at them when you were in Barcelona. Or
yet.
Looked at the places where they will be.
Not yet, but soon.
Yeah. And the third place was Yit Latvia. Also, right now they have some apartments and some houses in Purciems, but I think they will have even more in the future. Mm.
Do you have any particular developer that inspires you or that is currently at the level that you aim to be or would like to see, let's say, our development go?
I wouldn't say that there is a developer which we look up to, because everybody has their own path. Mm. I like the path which are going one development, because they have developed already three or four, five houses and renovated. And they have done a good job. They have sold pretty good, and they have conquered in the top 10. I think they were in the seventh or sixth place.
Yeah, sixth or seventh place. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that is a good story which to look up to, and they also have a good marketing, good design in those flats. So that is one good example which I look up to.
Yeah. Well, I must share that I personally look up to our evolution, because the projects they have done in Latvian market, of course, maybe they're not that much of a market fit now, because we don't have that saturated luxury segment here, but the inspiration and the ambition that they hold with each of their projects is so unique. Like, for example, Lofts and Rosengold, which is not the highest end of their project. There is a Villa Amelia and Jurmal as well, but in Lofts and Rosgold they even created a specific scent for the apartments, yeah. And there's always this calm music playing around. Like yeah. The last time we were there with our photo shoot, yeah. It was the feeling when you're there is so soothing and so calm, yeah. And it expresses what they want to deliver to their audience.
So you come inside and you already feel rich.
Yeah, exactly. And then all the quotes around the halls and on the floor mats, they just inspire you on a daily basis. Mm. So our evolution is definitely my favorite from the Latvian market. But as you already said, they're looking to bigger markets like Barcelona, like Dubai even, because there the opportunities and the audience for such projects are much larger.
Yeah. And also like the story of Hoft in here, that with all the trees.
Flying trees, yeah.
Yeah. So that's also good.
That's beautiful. Okay, any other message for the next generation of real estate agents and the market movers in Baltics?
Well, I would say for real estate, watch out. We have already stepped inside of the swimming pool where everybody swims, and we are getting even bigger and bigger, so watch out. That's a message for real estate. And a message for real estate agents, if you are willing to join an ambitious team and would like to join the best educational process and the most motivational team which you can find in real estate Latvia, then you should contact me, or you can send a message to Baltic Landlords and they will contact me, so keep in touch.
Okay, and where can people find you?
People can find me in Facebook. Personally, me, my name is Ritvar Sevris. Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and our company, our real estate, also Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. We have a TikTok account, so that's trending. We have also a YouTube account in Google, and we will have a website, our estate, in a few months.
Okay, great. I appreciate this conversation, Ritvar. Thank you for sharing your time with me and Baltic Landlords.
Yeah, thank you, David, for this great project.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.